But again, the shortlisting of those people will be based on the only. Because there is that process of which verifying.
No, we said it. No. So what? No. Then they'll do everything, but then there's also the process, the fingerprint and everything, just to make sure team have record and everything. As a communicator, I say after the meeting, the most Lama come. So, when I'm doing as another number, I can tell by the children, the children, but the son like a committee, because I'm going to go back to the family. Because the family is going to be so. So we've got probably a week in
school.
It says it's 2 weeks. The back of Subato interviewers see that the regular process.
You see, that's
another challenge. So for what?
No, let's press for only the airport to be fast tracked. 2 weeks. It means from now.
From today, okay, from tomorrow. Yeah, from tomorrow up until that 20th interview.
That's 2 weeks.
Out the advert, and they supposed to, when they receive the documents from the, those people that are nominated, they were supposed to look at what was inside that package. Because I believe strongly that if we are asking for a CV and you say that you have this qualification, you need to submit proof copies of your certificate. But there were cases where copies of certificates were not attached, and we had to write back to the department to say copies of the certificates are not attached, and how are we supposed to look at the at the nominees if we don't have proof that they have acquired the qualifications that they claim they have? So we are going to get a report. I think what we need to get is a report is the chronology of events when we started the process of writing to the department suggesting the names of people from our side and what happened thereafter. I will give over to the management to give us that chronology so that as the committee we are aware of what transpired before we go to the actual shortlisting. Can we have that?
Good morning, members. Chair, we after the adverts were placed in the newspapers, the adverts were placed on the 1st of October, and the publication on the 21st of October. The ad hoc committee met on the Wednesday, I think it's 24, to look at all the CVs and submit to Parliament. We received a 69 CV check from the DNC, and after that, Mr. Pombe and the Fiona broke down the qualifications of the nominees, and then sent in the list, the A and B list of the candidates. The A list check consisted of nominees that qualified, we had land qualifications, and then the previous consisted of nominees that had legal and financial expertise that was submitted to the members. Upon our looking through the CVs, there were two CVs that were still outstanding. We requested those two from the DAC, and then after that, Chair, we requested that 33 outstanding accompanying documents be submitted to the Portfolio Committee. The letter was written to the DAC on Thursday, last Thursday, I'm not sure of the date. Last Thursday, the 1st. And we requested that all the accompanying documents be submitted by Monday on the 5th of November. We only received 24 checks because one of the accompanying documents was not outstanding. The accompanying documents for Kanye and Primos Ramaphosa were not outstanding, but they sent us those. So actually, we received 24 and we have 9 outstanding accompanying documents. I've spoken to OIS, the chair, to find out what the implication is. They indicated that the committee can proceed, that the committee can proceed and request those out if the president shortlisted, then we can request the CVs from, the accompanying documents from the nominees. Also, Chair, we've spoken to the Mr. Rimer for the screening unit that will do the screening of the shortlisted candidates to verify the qualifications and also the internal records. They've indicated, Chair, that the committee should submit the shortlisted names, not the first of one part. But Dr. Football submitted also to the DAC. He was also nominated, but then he sent through a letter to withdraw his nomination. So now from 68 to 68 days. So they indicated that to do the screening, the committee would have to submit the names of the people that have been shortlisted today. And then those names will go for that process of checking the criminal record and also the qualifications. But then, and then they will have to do fingerprints and even a presentation to those nominees, Chef. The process takes about 2 weeks, Chef, to verify. Now, I think we've got probably a cash transfer situation here, because the names will be submitted today, and then we'll probably have to write the letter. So we take from the first day, which will be the Wednesday, because we submit the names probably after 12. The Wednesday will be the first day for the 2 weeks, and then it will probably end on the 25th. That is where probably the committee will stay of doing the interviews. So I don't know whether the tire would advise what we proceed before we get the feedback from the screening process, or whether we wait until we get all the information. Depending on how many names the committee shortlists, the interviews might take between 3 to 4 days, and how long the committee would like to sit for the interview. So the committee will decide on the way forward after shortlisting and how many candidates would like to interview a date, and then we'll break it down. But we've got up until the 30th of November to be in Parliament, and then we can actually
thank you very much. Can we get counseling from OISD?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. Chair, indeed, we have just caucused with Ujabu. My advice is, in order not to delay the process, I think we are short of time, was that if by tomorrow we could forward to Mr. Libego's department or division the names of the candidates and impress upon him that on the date that's already set for the interviews, he can prioritize this process to ensure that we get the verifications or the verifications of the qualifications. That would be in order. I don't think Mr. Libego would be difficult in helping the committee toward that. I can even talk to him myself as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. And I think if we really need to ensure that we submit the name by end of business today, so that anything that has to be done should take off from tomorrow. So I think, and with your assistance, for them to prioritize this, because we don't have much time, as we are saying, and we would like to do this before we arrive for Parliament. Okay, so honourable members, do you have any questions or comments on the letter? Before we give over to Mr. Conner to actually to give us actually Mr. Conner and Dion to assist us with how they read the document that we have done. No question? Okay. Mr. Conner? Do you want to?
I want to declare that I've got a relative here with the passport, AFRA. So I don't know if that, in that case what should get into.
I've also noticed that there's a twin. Another person has a twin. That is here. She was also sickness. Thanks, everybody.
I don't know what to say. Yeah, it's like I have a twin because he's born in. That's my age.
We were born in the same year, we share also the name, and the same name, but I don't know her. Unfortunately, I don't know her. But she's telling my name, Kenzari, and my sister's name. Her second name, Gertrude, is my sister's name, but I don't know her. Hopefully, I will know her after the interview. Thank you.
There should be a
investigation. Maybe because my father used to wait around. Maybe something somehow happened.
It can't be. May I No. But can you? No, my father, I don't know.
I knew that the truth.
It's not the truth. Can you give us something on that, Oya?
It's a difficult one. But, Chair, I think I would off the cuff indicate that firstly, it's good that members, honorable members have declared. The committee first, because sitting from here, I'm not sure if those names would make the shortlist. I think that is where we should start. If they make the shortlist, I think then it would be proper that the committee deliberate, and the extent of, for instance, honorable member Justin, it's a coincidence of names and surnames. To me, that's not a relative. It's not somebody you have an interest in terms of motivating. But in the other instances, members will deliberate whether, in terms of fairness, it would be proper that the member is requested to recuse when we had that point of interview.
Yeah, in fact, the proposal is to say that the member could recuse herself at the point where the relative is going to be interviewed. Otherwise, it's in all other interviews. But other members?
I concur.
Thank you very much. Can we then get over to Mr. Gomez and Dion?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, members and colleagues. In terms of the Act itself, the Act requires that we need to have board members who have skilled languages, which are interpreting, translation, technology, lexicography, policy, and language planning. What we did was to say we need to have a diversity of people who are part of this board, and then we said, now let's look at the gender, look at the provinces, look at the languages that they offer in terms of their home languages. When we look at the gender, firstly we saw that it is that there are fewer females than males in the list generally, which means not that it could have been different, because we saw that there are more women in the community than males, but there were fewer females than males. The next is that we said we're going to choose 25. A list of 25 people from the list. Now that list now was, because we said, although the said we need people with language skills, we said we also need people with legal skills and finance skills. We said let's have 20 people with language skills, let's have 5 people in the legal and finance skills. And then we said we look at language. Now that all provinces are in the list, but except for Northern Cape, there was only one person in Northern Cape who was Dr. Fontbom, who was from Northern Cape. We didn't have anybody from Northern Cape, therefore we had 8 provinces except Northern Cape, which is not them. In those 3 national nations, then we had 20 for List A, which is languages, and which is then, from that 20 we had 7 females, we had 13 males. From Billy's finance and legal, we had 5 nominees, one female, and we had 4 males. Also, all languages that are spoken in the country are represented. Xhosa, English, Afrikaans, Setswana, Sesotho, Sepedi, Venda, isiZulu, and also sign language. Now, another thing is that there's only one person that has sign language as that she has studied. Only one person sign language. And we're happy to get that person in that list. Having looked at this, that, as Jabu has said, that after looking at the nominees, only six of those in this state had submitted their application, which then we have asked them to submit, which they have done. They are here now, submitted those applications. We got them, I think, Sunday or Sunday or Monday, yes, we got them. Those, and therefore, now I think that we got, but some of them are still attending. I think there are nine attending as we speak now. I must say that this is our position as officials, but the committee, the members has agreed as to who should be in the list, but we suggest these names of people, looking at their expertise and their qualification, then we suggested these 25 people, 20 languages, and 5 for finance and legal services. And then we, that's where we end, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honourable members, we have the list in front of us. Do we want to, and we've had the presentation from OSD, from the Bombay and from Ghana. Do you want to comment or ask another question?
Thank you, Chair. There's only one thing that Mr. Conrad did not mention here is also the question about diversity. So we have geographic diversity, gender diversity, but also race diversity should also be should take that also into consideration.
In fact, this is what I said also earlier when I just looked at this, if you remember, the topic that we need to look into that. We can't leave that not being attended to.
Thank you, is correct. She is on point. We look at the A's. We all have black Ruskin, that A's. But the thing is, we had an Indian guy who had also got a white person, also got an African person on the A's, I think. All A's are not white, but one. And the rest are African people. That's another thing I didn't say, that we had 20 people that were disqualified. 20 of them are disqualified because they are not qualified at all. Some of them have that got scholarship, some of them have got certificate, let's say, in Tanzania, but it means nothing about language. Therefore, those will be disqualified from the West, from the outset, which are not bad. We'll see that, although we're 69, but there's only 25 who were part of that, out of those disqualified, but they are not qualified to be part of this community. Thanks, Jen.
Yeah, but I think what I suggested that is true, you remember, that I said there should be that summary that tells us from at a glance, that we had 69, we had so many qualified, so many did not qualify, you know, you remember? This is what I said when we had a meeting, that we need to have that summary. And I think it's important for us to have that so that people at a glance can be able to say, this is how many, we have seen so many nominations, so many qualified partially, because that happened. So many did not qualify, did not meet the requirement at all, so that we are able from the onset to know what we are dealing with as a cover paper. I thought that we had that, and Honorable Frosco would be asking that question if we had that idea from the onset. And I had suggested when we met that we have
I said something that's not something that you don't have to read through, but something that's from a glance you can something that's from a glance you can there is a summary that is there, but it is it's just like an essay. You have to go there and read through it. You know, I understand, and this is what they said to me as well when I asked them to do this. They said, yeah, there is something that is written, and I said, I even suggested that they can even do it in a rough form or whatever to say this is, so that the person just looks at it and knows what is happening without going to read through a document. Honorable Pastor?
Just one question around the aim that I think I did ask from the now. On the aim that there's no English. But on the series there's one or two English that I see as language in the in the studies.
You are saying order of the fourth form on the A list.
Yeah.
Okay. And
you are saying
on the B list?
No, the A is on the B list, but I was looking at the A list, the languages, there are eight languages. Putting fine language as the kind language.
Yes.
But there's no English, it is Zulu, Chitonga, Tibetan, Lesotho, Setswana, it is called Afrikaans, Venda, and a fine language, there's no English, for argument's sake.
Okay. Do you have this?
Yes, I do.
On the A list, there is someone. Is it in the image? Because there is someone with English in the A list, but no. Person has secondary education, diploma, English. Kasane, this is one of the things that this are not numbered. The names here are not numbered. Kasane,
is a female also. Number 44.
Okay.
Number 44, which list is that?
On the
next. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, information about health.
Health care. If you look at the CVs, she is a person who works at CRL. She is the CRL. She got deaf and advanced in languages, but she does not have practical experience in languages. She has confusion, but she has not expertise in terms of practical experience. What she does is something else, hence she will put it under her list. Yeah, she does have an undergrad in languages, but both that are something else, not in languages, but also doesn't do, she's not practicing languages, what she's doing. And she is a CRL as an entity. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I'm okay at this point in time, but the thing was, in terms of do you have qualifications in languages? That was the main criteria. And he is there. That's why I thought to be on the A list, but B as it may on the B list, but that's not a big issue. No, not really. I was just saying to Honorable Rabotato that not all South African languages are reflected on the A list. So that's my question was against that background.
Okay. And I think one other thing that's important is that the people that have responded, you know, because there was a call earlier, remember? And people did respond. And that call was done away with. And there was a second call, this call. But some of the people who were nominated in the didn't vote at this time. Because they said, I'm sure they felt that this waste of time. Because they were nominated and they could vote. So it means then that we are working with less people than the central call. So I think we have to make do with the applications. But I think what's important for us is for us to ensure that we work within the framework of the law, what the Act is saying and what the call is saying, the call for nomination is saying. Another person, I hope you have to answer.
No, I just wanted to say, can't we continue and double check on the list that they came up with from the the 25 that they said they checked, then we go through them, if there's something else that's where we're going to end. Thank you.
That we look through the 25 and then see if we agree with the 25 and so that we have by the end of the meeting name that we are going to put forward so that the process is kicked up, is kicked up. And we need to look at the list that has those
candidates.
Oh, no, do you have the list?
Yeah, I do have it.
Okay. So,
Just one final question, Chair. I don't know if there's a list of 25 or a list of how many. I thought there's a list of 69, right? Or 68. So me and Honorable Robert Harp inspectors also, we as we went through the TVs, we have also had a list of around about 20. Right? And, but I don't know the 25 that you have. Or are we going to look on that 25 now?
Chairperson, can I assist you? I think that this comes when you are leaving. Comes when you said you must brief us about the processes. We did mention that. So I think the second time must make sure that we do have those gifts. But he did mention that there are the things that have been picked up out of the 69. That's what I had when he was presenting. So I think what is left now is for us to be bringing of the 25 or the 13, I can't remember, he mentioned something that out of 16 them. Yes, thank you.
Where is the list? It's in our, it has sent to image, it has sent to image show that we can put it on the
Thank you. We have 30 on the A list.
end, what we need to do is to ensure that Mr. Bombay, you said you had 25, you had picked 25?
I don't know. On the side here, there are things on the side here, on the right side, there are things. That those things, so that those are derived from the alien.
Oh.
Yes, there are things on the right hand side of the list that are derived from the alien.
So, can you speak to the mic?
Oh.
That's it. We are just looking at a list now. On the A list, on the right hand, there are ticks next to the A. There are ticks. Those ticks, so that those are the ones that have been, that have been by us, as myself and Fiona, on the A list. Those ticks. There are A's, the ticks next to those A's, and those are the names that we think that they should be part of the short list, as myself and Fiona.
So that when you look, the activities have more of the requirements than any other. So you have two people besides the names that have responded to the requirements of the call. So I think as we look at them, honorable members, let us give ourselves about 10 minutes. To look at this, and as Honorable Sobong said, that they have their list, maybe to compare with this, and we as individuals, we look at those that are here and then come up with the list of the people that we feel should be in our list of the people that we're going to interview. Welcome, Honorable Norton. Thank you for coming. You are welcome. Another one?
Thanks very much. The team. Making my work very difficult. What they are saying, Chair, is that on the A list, where there are 8 people, they could identify 20 of the best people. It is what they are saying when you look at the team. There are 20 which out of that 20 I can't even see how many females, but when you add females and male on the page, females were 10, male were 20. Just like here, this was very different. I don't know. They should have done better.
Yes, but we don't have time now because here they are saying that those that have two people are those that have responded to all the requirements, most of the requirements that are there in the call and in the app. Those that have two people have responded to most of the requirements. And there is an area where the gender is here in this list. There is a gender column where it says that it's a male or female. There is a gender column. So those that have two tips are those that they, when looking at the CV, those people that have two tips respond to what is required.
Can I ask a question? The question that I want to ask from the A list, now I see what I'm talking about. from the A list, there are 10 people who did not got anything, whether two or one. What is the problem with those people who did not got anything?
Thank you. There might be two problems that we found on those people. One, it may be that they are less qualified in terms of preparation than others. Somebody may have an honor, but I have a diploma. Therefore, another person will prepare more than I have a diploma. Just a diploma. One. Two, I may have an honors degree, but I'm not using that skill. Maybe I went in as an administrative person, though I have a language qualification. Someone else has a degree and experience in that subject, in that language. Those two. That may be add on that to say, in terms of that community, I said we had 13 males and we had 7 females in the schooling that we had.
Thank you, Chair. You see, Chair, that's why it makes for me easier for argument, because I read through all the scenes that you go again. I was looking now at Teboko David Maashamela, right? Now, I don't know what stars, asterisks are on the left-hand side, because there's no explanation for the asterisks on the left-hand side. Whereas on the right-hand side, you've got two ticks. So if I take Maashamela, Teboko, then I see that for argument's sake, PhD in languages is what, one tick, African language and research, a PhD, a. You've got one tick. So if you say it's got more qualifications, then I need to look at Mugudi Ngingi Chipesite. Whereas that person has got the English diploma translation, and that one's PhD also at English, and that person's got two ticks. So we must be consistent, and hence I would like to have had a review on the A list with respect to the languages offered, because in the A list there's only one person with Afrikaans, there's none with English, and I think there are two or three people with Afrikaans. And also, if you look at the Western Cape, there's only one or two candidates in the Western Cape. Not that it is a big issue. I don't know how many there are, one or two in the Free State. But what I'm actually really saying is we need to agree on the A list in terms of language distribution, in terms of gender distribution, in terms of, unfortunately, we're still thinking in terms of race distribution. If we have that correct, also we have to understand the ratio will be 70-30. That is understood. But we need to look at that at that way also. Before we go on and accepting the right things and the wrong things. I don't want to belabor the process. I would just like us to amend the ages in terms of English and Afrikaans. The languages are there, and there's only one for Afrikaans. I think we should get two or three for Afrikaans and another two for English, which is currently not here.
But
the
English is
there
for 80s on a
level. It's not here.
Are you saying it's English in home language or English in
home language and in research and in studies?
But we do have someone with BA English. BA in English, diploma in translation. We do have from the Western Cape. Mudau, BA English and Venda. We do have in this age people in English.
Yeah, in also the home language. But then what is this then doing, because this does not recognize English.
Which does not?
This
does. But according to this list that is here, that has the qualification. The list that is just this one. It does have people.
I wanted to raise the issues like you just said now, that when we talk about English, or we speak about English, are we saying we concentrate on it if it's a home language,
yeah,
or is the specialization of a person? Because if we're talking about specialization, we do have people who specialize in English, but if we're talking home language, it's another thing. But I thought we'll be, when we say we want to see the qualifications of individuals, so wanted to see that the person who specializes in English, it means that person can represent the English speaking people. I don't know if I don't get it clear. I just wanted to add that summary that we had. I think this committee is sitting in order to check what has been done by our secretary and management. And as a committee, we have to add if there is something left in that summary that they did in order to proceed with the processes. And again, on the issues of gender, we've got 70 men on a list and 13 men on a list. Thanks.
Thank you, Chairperson, and sorry for being late. And the other addition that I wanted to make was the addition of the people with other disabilities. You get people not really specialized in physical stuff, specialized in whatever, but let's also make room for them. Because that's one thing that always, they were being slapped because of that. Thank you.
There is someone with sign language here. There is one person who specializes in sign language. And it was reported earlier before you came that there's someone with sign language, which is one of the languages that we are talking about when we talk about PEMSA, this institution that is dealing with language. So we do cater for people who have those disabilities. Another question, please.
Thank you, Chair. I think Honorable Lankumi here, she has covered what I wanted to say, Chair, because we really need to commend the staff, because what they did is for them to make way, to make work easier for us. But that doesn't mean that out of the 59 CVs that were sent to us either electronically or having the files, because the files were given to us last week, it doesn't mean that if there's somebody that you pick up, perhaps you've got English as a home language, then you cannot add that person as members. We need to do that, other than having to keep on questioning and questioning. If there is a name that honorable members feel that the name is here and the name is omitted and the name qualifies, then we can do that. It just makes life easier for us to move from somewhere other than starting afresh. So if Chair really doesn't start, other than we waste more time because we don't have time, what we don't have on our side is time. So I assume all of us have got the notes that we compiled when we received the file. We've got notes that we compiled when we had the information electronically. I think we can just move in that with that Chair and make those suggestions, because I thought that, like Honorable Dinakulu has said, that yes, each and every person will indicate that this is my home language when you apply. But it doesn't mean that you are an expertee in your home language. You've got an expertee in it. I do not have an expertee in my home language, which is Xhosa. But when I was in college majoring in languages, I major in another language, which is where I have expertise. I cannot teach my own home language, but I can teach another language because I was trained to teach that language. So let's assist the process members and move fast if we can.
Honorable
Chair,
members, thank you.
I want to propose that I have gone through the day I want to propose that if we don't have problem with the day with which constitutes change, we agree on the name as presented. Then for the other five, because we have agreed that we are going to shortlist 25, we then go to either the deals or main list to identify the facts, but also considering the requirements in terms of language, not of language of socialization. And if there's a feeling that the English-speaking people must be represented as well, we can even go to the main list and look at their requirements from the file. If we have that file, then we can incorporate the file with the 20, which is already here. That will make it 25. That's my problem.
And I think, as I said earlier, what's important in whatever we do here, it should be within the legal framework. It should minister to the act. It must minister to the cause that was sent out. So I think that's very important, something that's not going to be challenged at the end of the day.
Thank you, Chair. I would really support the proposal and the idea put forward by Honorable Honorable Chote. I really agree because I think the what she mentioned was progressive in terms of what we are at, and not include people afterwards. I think that she's correct, and I would really support
her. Thank you very much. And I was remembered, we are really progressing. Fiona, do you want to say something?
Thank you. But just a short note, Dr. Smith, some other questions, question about the act, on the next one pages, wasn't the death. I just want to indicate that those aspects mean that the people who were nominated did not submit their certified copies of qualifications. So that was just an administrative thing for us to see who must all submit their certified copies. Thank you.
Mr. Conger?
That's the point to Dr. Magan about who which province are, how many the province, how ten there are five on this A, the state there are two, Northwest there are two, Eastern Cape there are two, Limpopo one, Western Cape two, KZN five, Mpumalanga one. That's how they are on this A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can you then read out the name, the 20, and then as we know that we need to get someone with legal expertise. We know our entities are challenged with legal issues. We do need someone with legal expertise to guide the entity. We also do need to have someone with a financial expertise, so as to guide the board on financial issues, because of our own experience of entities not doing well when it comes to legal matters, we know, when it comes to financial matters. So we need to get those people as well, two people who have this expertise. We need to get them. So each, I think those two will be part of the five that Honorable Makondo was talking about, that we need to get from the biggest people who are going to ensure that this machine runs, you know, optimally and without any glitches. The machinery of Temsal should run, you know, because this is a very important institution. Temsal is very important for the South African society. And it's a pity that it always finds itself in a position where it can't discharge on its mandate. So can we get you read out the 20 names, and then we will, so that we agree that these are the people that are going to be interviewed.
The third person on list A is Bilangulu Kensani Bertin. And the second one is Dishabe Saithati Benis Javane Fiyotoli Khayabem Babu Inga. Masamela Tebucho David. Matien Marian Magdalena. Mafisa Lebone Cedric. Makubu Badenkos Loli. Malebaloa Manfred Khomozo. Mbuli Tulani John. Mbuningingi Sitesihle, Mohale Mashite Jacob, Msomi Sibulelo Good Friday. Ntembu Aubrey Kraling, Mudau Chengezeni Edward, Nga Dennis Joseph Malunga, Ngumane Ben Samadi, Numalo Bengani Rombat, Hasana Makotaza, Kosana Bongani Judah.
That is list A.
I just want to find out, Chair, did we accept what the Honourable Master Chava said in terms of adding to the ages? Are we on agreement with that?
Yes, I think that's what we can do, because what we want is balance,
yeah.
As you said earlier. We want to balance the thing. We don't want the game to be heavy on one side. We want a balance on languages, on, because we remember as the portfolio committee, we have an experience. Now we are working from the experience that we have. So I think it's important for us to create that balance as the portfolio committee, so we can add.
So shall we pick 15 on list A? If I'm correct, it's 15.
How many?
You didn't read 20. You know, I was numbering as you read that.
Can we do it so that we can go back and see who we can add from. Because now I got lost, I don't know, because there are just people here that are, you know, dividing my attention. Those people here are really dividing my attention. How many?
That's 20. It's on the right hand side. Keep on the right hand side. That's 20.
I was numbering earlier.
It's 20. That's 20.
But now you see, you are confusing when you're speaking about
ticks on the right hand side, because there are single and double ticks.
Oh, I see. I see. No, okay. Thanks.
With that, the double ticks are the ones that are more qualified. Then the second ticks now, but single ticks are the ones that are qualified better than the double ticks. But you combine the thing and the double ticks, they give the 20 as a number. Thanks.
So the ticks are not about the number, the 20 is not about the ticks that are there. Really? It's about
the addition of the one.
yes. The ticks, the double ticks is called one. And the single tick one. And then you add. What? A double tick is one. Okay. Number one is Bilangulu, Kensani, Kertut. Number two is Disabe, Sepati, Benin. Number three, Lavane, Pio, Doli, Kayaben. Number four, Abu, Inga. And then number five, Patamela, Debuko, David. The next one is number six, Matens, Marianne, Magdalena. Number seven, Makisa, Lepone, Cedric. Number eight, Makubu, Badebos, Loli. Number nine, Malebua, Manfred, Komoto. Number ten, Mbuli, Kulani, John. Then Nguni Ngingi Tetetiche, Mohale Masite Jacob, Msomi Sibulele Good Friday, Mthembu Obrich Kailin, we'll keep two. Mujau Chengenzini Ezwa, that was Mana Denis Joseph Malunga. Then you keep two again. You go to Mumane, Ben Ramadi. Then you go to Mumalo, Dekani, Rombat. You keep one. You go to Hassan and Amak Kotazana. And then the last one is Kosana, Bongani, Judah. That's the 20. Thank you.
The Chair, I would like to add three to that list. One, Abrikaans, Daniel Alberto van Wyk. and then Monwadi is here, Rala Rala, Khala Khala. And the Murtian was not on that list. That's for English.
Thank you.
you will just have to indicate if you got where you want to sit.
Yes, I'm just putting this down. I know what they qualify, but I want to check more to see if there's anything add on to that. Well, I know that LLB, there are certain attorneys, I know them, but I have to check if there's any add on that. The new call and the will call. But we did also, in a way, we did also pick them up for the deal.
Yes.
Yes.
One day in my course.
But as long as you don't have to see that.
Yeah.
in the 850 we are paying for that.
No, legal.
Prudence, female and then tell me the privilege.
Yeah, honorable
members, do we agree on the names that have been read, that these are the names that you're going to call in for interviews? These are the names that you're going to be submitted today so that we kickstart the process and give ourselves 3 or 4 days for thorough interviews so that we get the board of 10 files in place. We needed this in 2014. We need it more now than ever before. Do we agree, honorable members?
Yes.
Thank you very much, honorable members. This was not easy, but it was worth it. I would like to thank you very much for availing yourself, and let's do this so that at the end of the day we look back and say it was not easy, but it was worth it. Thank you, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned. Honorable Sopo.
Chair, you know, tongue in cheek, I remember about a case 5-6 years back, Peter Marais with sexual harassment. When he was asked outside of the court what happened, he said it wasn't easy, but it was worth it.
I won't go there. I've got one here.
I've been working with you.